USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden spoke with both Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas on Saturday as the violence in the area continues to escalate. The call is coming as an Israeli airstrike destroyed a building in Gaza City that housed the offices of several international media organizations. In his call with Abbas, Biden urged Hamas to stop firing rockets into Israel, while underscoring his commitment to a negotiated peace between the parties. He gave Netanyahu his strong support for Israel's right to defend itself in their call, but also raised concerns for the safety of journalists in the area after Saturday's destruction of the Gaza office tower. And nearly half of all U.S. adults fall into the category of fully vaccinated against COVID. The latest CDC data shows that 46% of Americans 18 and older have been fully vaccinated, with nearly 60% receiving at least one dose. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
As Congress continues to work on President Biden's infrastructure proposal, a debate over what exactly is infrastructure has begun. Many Republicans have proposed focusing on core infrastructure like roads and bridges, while the president's plan expands the definition to include things like child and elderly care. Representative Peter DeFazio agrees with the president's wide definition. The Oregon Democrat tells CNN why he believes those things should be considered infrastructure as well.
It goes to broadband. It goes to drinking water. The issue of child care. We've got a heck of a lot of single parent families out there. Women in the workforce are critical to the future of America. And, you know, if they can't afford child care, they can't find decent child care, they can't get into the workforce. So that, I think, is a key component. My background happens to be in gerontology, and we're pathetic in the way we treat our seniors, to tell the truth. We'll pay to institutionalize them, but we won't pay to keep them in their homes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The race for another first in space is on. Wendy King explains.
Russia and the United States are once again in another space race. This time, it's the first movie to be shot in outer space. The Russian space agency Roscosmos announced that it selected its crew to headline the film, which will be called Challenge. The movie will star actress Yulia Pereselt, who beat out hundreds for the role, and will be directed by Klim Shevchenko. The effort was announced last year, just after Tom Cruise and NASA announced their own collaboration to make a movie on the International Space Station. NASA says the projected production costs for the movie are around $200 million. Russia says their actors will undergo standard cosmonaut training and will take up two of the three seats aboard the October launch of the Russia Soyuz mission. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And a Bengal tiger that had been missing in Houston for nearly a week has been found. The tiger has been taken to the city's animal shelter and is said to be secure and unharmed. The man last seen with the tiger in a West Houston neighborhood last weekend was out on bond in connection with a 2017 murder case, and he has since had his bond revoked. Houston police say the tiger, called India, will be transferred to an animal sanctuary. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.